Hey guys, welcome to It's a Bronx Story,
a podcast by two lifelong Yankee fans about all things Yankees.
All right, so it's obviously been a little bit since we've last recorded an episode. Jatinder went on vacation to the Dominican Republic for a week, and I got extremely busy at work and just didn't really have the time to be able to record by myself and do all that stuff. So we figured for this episode, it's going to be a little bit different than what we usually do. It's going to be kind of we're going to talk like general Yankee stuff from the past week or so since we last recorded. We're not going to dive into specific games necessarily. We're just going to talk like, oh, this is what we've noticed. These are specific things that have happened that are concerning or not. So that's kind of be the general idea. And then we're also going to talk about some of the no hitters that have happened, some of the big injuries, namely to the Mets. We talk about the Mets a lot on this podcast, apparently, but I mean, it's easy to pay attention to them when we pay attention so much to the Yankees. And I guess we can touch on the other AL East teams, kind of where the standings are at. But yeah, so getting into it, do you recall, I think the Blue Jays series might have been our last.
That was the last one that we talked about.
So, what series have happened since then? Is it?
So it was the White Sox and Orioles, because it was White Sox Orioles on the road, and then they came back and played the White Sox. And
okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, so we have three series worth of stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. I guess, all right. So just quick, three things that you have that you want to talk about or like have noticed over the past week.
Judge has been driving up his free agency contract. Like, yep. Yeah, now you're thinking it's like, well, we gave him, what was he offered? 213 over 7 years. And now yep. You're thinking that's not going to get it done. Nope. With the way Judge is playing. So he's been awesome. Stanton has also been super hot. At least now he seems like he's going on the cold stretch. But yep. When I went away, he was on fire. So
yeah.
That's nice. And then just our pitching has just been really good. We're going to talk about our pitching these last two games, but it has really held up.
Yeah, and kind of really quick jumping off the pitching, we've had some pretty bad news in the last few days with Luis Gil getting Tommy John. And then we found out, I think this morning, that Chad Green is also getting Tommy John. So this is Chad Green's walk year. So that could very well be similar to Betances. How Chad Green ends his career as a Yankee is he gets hurt, gets Tommy John, and then just doesn't come back, which really sucks. I mean, 2017 wild card game when he came in for Seve and closed the door without allowing any more runs is kind of where my mind yeah, is always going to go for Chad Green. His 2017.
Yeah, I think that's like my peak, yeah. You know, Chad Green moment, just coming in and just shutting the door. Just what a great moment.
Yeah, and it sucks because the last few years, the last like 2 or 3 years of Chad Green has kind of been like riddled with, he's good most of the time, but it's overshadowed by he has these meltdowns far too often. And I don't know what caused that the last couple of years, but that's kind of where things have been at. So they're going to be obviously out for the year and most of next year. But yeah, I mean, our starting pitching has been absolutely incredible.
Cortez like, is showing that he is, we keep saying that with every start, it's like, he's not a fluke, but he keeps on showing it. Like if you're waiting for like the glass slipper to fall, it hasn't fallen. He's not going to turn into a pumpkin. I think he's legit.
And he had his worst start of the year last night or yesterday, and it was a 6 innings pitch, 3 runs or something like that, or 5 innings pitch, 3 runs. So like,
yeah,
that's,
it was one bad pitch start. To Abreu. Yeah. Bad pitch to Abreu.
Yeah. It was 1 3-run home run. And that was pretty much it. But I mean, and then Gerrit Cole has looked good. He's had 5 or 6 starts in a row now that are like good, pretty solid starts. I think he had one mixed in there that he gave up like 3 runs, but
Yankees still don't want to score for Monty. I don't know what their beef is with Monty.
Yeah, and that brings, like, more recently the bullpen has been not as good as we would like it to be. In the Monty game, mm-hmm. Monty gave up 3 runs and should have... Actually, did he give up 3? I think he gave up 3, but he had, like, 70 pitches, and they took him out of the game and then promptly gave up multiple more runs once they took him out. So, like, they finally scored for him, and he still didn't get the win because the bullpen blew it. It's been frustrating. Like, the last few games, like, today, the bullpen... Chapman blew the first game, giving up a home run and mm-hmm. another
it's
run.
It's not the only game he blew against the White Sox. The same game that Monty, you know, gave up 2 runs, Chapman, you know, was the one that had the Yankees losing, right? Is that right?
Which game are we... Are we talking about the White Sox-Monty game? Did he pitch against them?
Yep, at home, when it was White Sox at home. So I think May 14th.
Remember back to that game.
Yeah, I'm looking at the box score. May 14th, Monty went 4 1/3 innings, 2 runs, and then Chapman took the loss by giving up a run.
Who did he give the run up to? Who hit it?
It was a single to Robert, and Anderson scored.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, I don't. Oh, no. Yeah, now I think it went to Judge or something. And okay, yeah. I mean, it's Chapman's given up runs in his last 5 appearances. Mm-hmm. He can't be the closer anymore. And, like, right now, the only people that come out of the bullpen and I'm like, all right, we're cool, is Peralta, which I don't know why they're not pitching Wandy. He pitches, like, once every 5 games, and he's been lights out every time. And
hasn't
then
he been injured?
I don't think so. He just hasn't been pitching. And then... Clay Holmes and King are both amazing. Yeah. Other than that, like, the Weisiger has, like, a 7 ERA. I don't know what's going on with him. Chapman mm-hmm. can't throw strikes, so he just throws 94-mile-per-hour fastballs right down the middle.
Honestly, I'm considering having a... I know we took a little bit of a hit on our bullpen with, you know, Heel going down and then now Green, but I'm... thinking maybe Chapman needs a phantom IL stint and
call, you know, Clark Schmidt.
Start using Clark Schmidt and Wandy Peralta, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the tough thing with Clark is, like, they clearly want him to be a starter.
Yeah, and I think that's what he has starter stuff. Yeah. We've said that before. We're like, King looks really good out the bullpen. I don't think he's a starter. Schmidt could still be a starter in the big leagues.
And that's the tough thing. I think he is the best person in AAA for the mm-hmm. bullpen, but mm-hmm. him being, like, they want him to be a starter, so, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the question is, how do you view him? Because if you think he's an ace, that's way more valuable than a reliever. But having an ace reliever is probably more value than him just being a fifth starter.
Yeah. I mean, I'd imagine they probably view him as, like, a 2 or 3 starter at, like, mm-hmm. his peak of his potential.
And that's what I think as well.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're getting to the point where they might as well put Devy in the bullpen and see what he can do, because he has, like, a 9 ERA.
He's
again.
Been terrible in the, like, minors, yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him. He looked good in spring training, and now he's just getting lit up again.
I just see his stats. It's just not good, but I haven't been watching, so I don't know what his stuff looks like. Like, is he still throwing hard? Is it, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, just looking at the stat sheet does not look pretty.
Yeah, and then J.P. Sears, I'm pretty sure, has been good. Hayden mm-hmm. Wisniewski has been good. Who just got called up? Why am I forgetting his name? Waldichuk just got called up to AAA. He was lights out at AA. So, and when Yelos has been good, I'm pretty sure, but he's not on the 40 man, so I don't know who they get rid of. Does moving Green to the 60 man, that doesn't take him off the 40 man, right?
It allows us to put someone on the 40 man.
Oh, well, maybe once they move Green to the 60 day, they'll put Benuelos on the 40 man. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess Marinaccio is going to show us what he's got, because he's probably going to stay up here, if especially if they put Chapman on the IL.
Yeah.
It's, and I mean, Boone has said he is dealing with an Achilles injury. It's just Chapman's throwing the ball under like 97 miles an hour every single time he comes out, and he can't throw strikes. I don't, it's real bad.
Like, yeah.
I don't know why he pitched in tie game in the ninth inning today, but oh well. So yeah, the pitching starters though, Seve today, great start.
Oh, our starters have been awesome.
Yeah, so Tyone, great start. Monty's been good. Nestor and Cole have been great. Like, I'm not worried about
any of them. Our worst starter ERA wise is Monty with a 3.35 ERA.
Wait, what is Seve's now?
3.02.
Seve was over a 4 2 starts ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he has been lights out the last 2 starts.
Yeah.
And seeing Seve's emotion when he got out of that bases loaded jam today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the frustrating thing
I was going to say, how worried are you about Loaisiga?
Now like probably like a 7 out of 10. It's just, I don't know what's going on, because like his stuff looks good, his location's not great, but like the pitches that they were hitting today weren't even that bad of pitches. Like, I don't know if he's tipping or what's going on.
There was a couple of like, you know, bad luck singles. You know, there was definitely that play to Abreu that, you know, Rizzo should have scooped up, and then they're out of that jam that, you know, they're never in that situation. And then there was that, obviously, that foul ball or fair ball that could have been foul. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, the frustrating thing is that we should have been out of that inning without giving up a single run. But we gave up 5 because Rizzo missed a scoop, and that's baseball. Like, Rizzo isn't responsible for all 5 runs, but, like, that probably doesn't get that bad if he doesn't miss that scoop. And that's a scoop that he makes 49 out of 50 times. So it's brutal. I mean, Rizzo hasn't been amazing lately either on offense. So he's been hit like one home run the last, I don't even know how long. It feels like the last 2 weeks he's hit one home run. So that sucks too. But
you kind of expect that from the lineup, though, right? You kind of expect some guys to go through some slumps, and then you hope some other guys, you know, kind of carries the team. Hopefully, you'll get, like, you know, 3 guys that's hot, and then, you know, you kind of have 3 guys that's, like, middling, and then you have your, you know, guys that's slumping that's trying to work through it.
Yeah, and then another thing to mention, talking about injuries, that Gallo and Higgy are both on the COVID IL because they have symptoms. They didn't test positive, which is good, because maybe they just have a cold or a bad cold or something like that, and they'll be able to be back in the lineup in a couple of days if they keep testing negative. That would be great, but right now they're on the COVID IL, so, I mean, like, and that brings me to Hicks, which, like, I'm, like, at my wit's end. The rope is as tight as it can get. The ice is as thin as it can get. Like, Aaron Hicks is just, like, killing this team. Like, he finally hit the ball in the first game of the doubleheader, and then towards the end of the game, in a tie game, with the runners on first and second, nobody out, he gets picked off at second base. Like, why are you trying to steal third base with nobody out? And DJ, like, DJ's going to get up that inning. You can't do that.
Yeah, it was a brain fart. Like, how do you – I don't know what he was trying to do. They look like he was trying to steal third, but trying to get things happening. But it's like, you should – in that situation, that's just not smart, especially with trying to get DJ up in that inning with runners in scoring position.
And then there was a pass ball. Which is something
Hicks has been terrible at.
There's a pass ball later in the inning that it would have been second and third with DJ up at worst. Like –
yeah,
and he's been bad at defense. He's had multiple balls that should have been caught that he just got a bad read on. He's had multiple situations where he takes forever to throw the ball in and throws it in lackadaisically, and that allows runs to advance or score, and like he can't hit. Like, he had one good day hitting, but other than that, he's had like literally had, I think, like 5 hits in the month of May, if that.
It's and with how terrible he's been hitting, he's also been worse with runners in scoring position.
Yeah. Like, it's, he's legitimately making the team worse. He's providing no positive benefit to this team right now. And at least Gallo, like, you're like, all right, he can hit a home run anytime and he can get hot. Like, Hicks has no power anymore. So, like, at best, he's going to hit a few singles here and there or walk a few times, then probably get thrown out on the bases. Like,
he has no power. His defensive metrics have gotten worse. You know, before the injury, he's probably been one of the top, you know, center fielders, probably second to Trout, which is crazy, which tells you how bad center field is as a position. But, you know, he provided a lot of value. Now he's not doing anything. I mean, he walks, which is nice, but
yeah, and like, he had a crazy good arm before. No one tested him. Now you see people running on him because he has no arm strength anymore. It's just,
yeah,
like, and then Floreal, of course, today misjudges a ball and allows things to happen. Like, we can't just get a guy that can come in here. Like, just sign Brett Gardner. Like, he's at least gonna try. Like, Hicks, the thing about Hicks that's frustrating me is, like, okay, like, sometimes you're not going to hit well, but, like, do the other things well that are just the fundamentals of baseball, that no matter how bad your slump is, like, you still have fundamentals. Like, he's just, everything is bad.
Yeah.
And it's just very frustrating. But enough of dragging on Hicks, and some other just general things. Like, Judge has been crazy. He's hitting like 318 with 15 home runs, leading the league in home runs, probably top 5 in OPS. It's, he has a WRC plus of like over 200, I'm pretty sure. So he's just unreal. Stanton was on a tear, like Jatinder said earlier. Now he looks like he's lost again today. So we might be in for a rough Stanton stretch, but he's hitting like almost 300, which is crazy. DJ looks like he's starting to turn things around a little bit. He was cold for a while. Donaldson's been hot. Yeah, like IKF is still just getting his singles. He was like 5 feet away from a home run the other day. Just went foul. That would have been amazing. But
overall, the Yankees have been winning, so that's, you can't really complain too much. So the White Sox series, we won 3-1, and then the O's, we won 3-1 as well. Could have gotten a sweep, would have liked the sweep, you know, just to be greedy, but you know, you go 3-1, that's great. And then this series, we won the first game, and you're just hoping to win one more game just to keep, you know, our streak going. But we got swept in the doubleheader, ultimately losing the series, which just sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's the second series we've lost all year. And the first one we've lost since that Orioles series in like the third week of the season. Second week of the season. Since we were 7-6, we are now 29-12. So that's
5 games up over Tampa Bay with a series coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we went 30 games with only losing one more series since that O's. So it, like, it sucks to lose, but we still have the best record in baseball. We have, like you said, we have the O's coming up, so let's sweep them in the Bronx and then go into Tampa, win that series. Tampa just lost their series to the O's.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, people ragged on us for losing to the O's and said we were washed and overrated because we lost them, but now Tampa lost. I bet no one cares.
Yeah.
So Tampa will somehow go up in the power rankings.
Probably. So we didn't say that there was a rain delay, or there was rain, so the game was postponed, sorry. So that kind of stopped the streak of the Yankees just, you know, playing nonstop. So their next off day is the 30th. But now, because of that postponement, they probably need a sixth starter because, you know, if it would have been the way it was, Cortes probably would have been lined up to pitch against the O's. Now he's going on 4 days rest.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see who they bring up this time, because last time it was Heel. Obviously can't do that again. So do we see Clark Schmidt? Has he been stretched out to start? I'm not 100% sure. I think it's obviously going to be either Clark, Davey, or I don't know. Is JP Sears on the 40-man?
I think he is.
I can't remember if he was one of the pitchers that we had up here early. I think he is. Yeah. BC was up here earlier in the season.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and he's on the 40-man.
Yeah, so I think it's either going to be Davey, Clark, or JP Sears. I'd be interested to see any of them. I think Clark is the best, but I'm not sure if he's stretched out yet.
Yeah. Medina's also guy that they could turn to.
How has he been this year?
I do not know, honestly.
Well, you look that up. Prospect news on the Yankees. Jason Dominguez has been lighting it up in low A, I think, is Tampa. Like, in the month of May, he's hitting, like, 300-something. And has, in the last 16 games, has, I think, 15 RBIs and is turning it around. So that's amazing to see. Volpe is starting to hit for power. He looks good. The results haven't quite been there yet, but I'm not very concerned about him. Yeah, a lot of our pitching prospects are looking great.
So Medina has a 6 ERA in the minors. Good. Double A.
Can you see if Clark Schmidt has any starts in the minors?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm trying to think of anything else from the last couple of weeks that we need to talk about. Glaber's been looking good on defense, which has been that play that Rizzo missed today would have been a really nice play by Glaber, and to make it even close was pretty impressive. He had the nice double play the other day against, I think it was against the Orioles. He had a diving catch to turn a double play.
So I see Schmidt has one start in the minors, and he went 2 1/3 innings. So I don't know if he's fully stretched out yet. So if they do call him, it's probably going to be, you know, an opener type situation. So it'll probably be, yeah, yep.
Yeah, I don't see them doing that. I think if they're going to call someone up, they're going to bring up an actual starter. Like, someone that's stretched out to hopefully give them 5 or 6 innings. So, J.P. Sears or Davey, probably, and probably J.P. Sears, because I don't think he's been bad. And Davey has been actually, like, bad.
Yeah.
And any other Yankee stuff that you wanted to talk about?
No, I think I've kind of been on the side just because, you know, my vacation. I've been watching the Yankee games, like, here and there. But, you know, I liked that we were winning series. You know, that White Sox series on the road was just like, you know, you expect them to be. I know the White Sox have been struggling, but you expect them to be there at the end of the year. And we took 3 of 4.
Yeah, I mean, It helped stomach this series a little bit better when we won 3 out of 4 in the last 2 series, and we have the O's coming up. We need to win. We need to sweep the O's. But back to JP Sears really quick. He started 4 games. He has 21 innings pitched. He has a 0.83 ERA. He has given up 2 runs in his 21 innings, 11 hits. He has a whip of 0.6, and he has 30 strikeouts. So, he has been dominating AAA. I would not be shocked if he's the one that gets called up and not Davey, because real quick, I will say, actually, I want to check Manny Buñuelos too, really quick.
What is his? So, ultimately what you're saying is that he's been kind of unhittable.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good segue for us to talk about our no-hitters. So we finally seen a real no-hitter. Mm-hmm. Reed Detmers with the Angels got a no-hitter. It was kind of interesting that he got two strikeouts in that performance. It's just kind of interesting.
Pitched contact, like, baby.
Yeah. Because you think of a no-hitter and you're just thinking, man, they just really dominated, right? It's like he must have been like, no, he got two strikeouts. So just means your defense was just on point and they had to, you know, really be clicking. So it was a full 9-inning no-hitter, and that was really fun. Nice to see that. And then the Reds managed to do something. They got a no-hitter, but took a loss.
Yeah, and it was to the Pirates of all teams. They lost a game that they threw a no-hitter to the Pirates. That's something. That's really something. Poor Hunter mm-hmm. Green.
Yeah, right. It's just unbelievable.
But, yeah. Super quick, Manny has a 2.35 ERA, so he's been good as a reliever, and Davey has a 9.9 ERA. Oof. Like, I don't understand what's going on with Davey.
It really is interesting, just his slide down the Yankees, just like prospect listing, just because like you saw him get called up and you're like, man, he looks really good, and just hasn't clicked. Like, for a while, I was higher on him than Schmidt.
Yeah, and he has 18 strikeouts in 20 innings this year, so he's not even striking people out. It's... Mm.
And what level is this at?
Triple A.
Triple A. Okay.
Like, he had three straight years of good baseball, and the last 2 years, it's just been... Like, did they go back to his old delivery, like, his last year's delivery? I don't know. But, yeah. So, Reed Detmers, cool. Red's bad. and then, real quick on the Mets, just losing Scherzer for 6 to 8 weeks. And then, yep. Do you know how long McGill's out for?
They haven't announced anything. I imagine it's going to be significant. But I don't think they've actually announced anything. What's crazy about Scherzer, though, is that, okay, I see that he's slated to play catch Friday. But it's interesting with Scherzer is that he actually, like, threw the pitch and they, like, called them to, like, get him. Like, yeah. Just the way, like, that's how you know it's a bad injury, because Scherzer just always wants the ball. Like, yeah. He's always throwing. Like, if he can't pitch, it's because he physically can't pitch.
And so, it's the same as, like, that's what happened to Chad Green. Like, Chad Green threw a pitch and was like, nope. Like, mm-hmm. I'm done. And whenever you see a pitcher do that, and then after, if they come out and say it's a shoulder or elbow, then you're mm-hmm. just, like, probably done for the year.
Yeah.
And, like, yep. And luckily with Scherzer, it wasn't a shoulder or elbow injury. It mm-hmm. was, I think, oblique for Max Scherzer,
yep.
right?
Yep,
oblique. He originally thought it was his back or something, but that's good. I mean, 6 to 8 weeks is a lot better than Tommy John or shoulder mm-hmm. surgery. So yeah. That's definitely a positive. Yep. But losing them sucks.
Yeah, and DeGrom's still out as well, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Injuries are never fun. I think kind of going over the rest of the AL East right now, the Blue Jays lost today to the Reds. They took 2 out of 3 in the series against them. They were all close games. Mm-hmm. They've averaged like 2.5 runs a game against the Reds, which are...
And the Reds were not playing at full strength because of, you know, when you go into Canada, you know, if you're not vaccinated, yeah. you're going to be put on the restricted list. So the Reds are bad, and then they also weren't at full strength, and they won the series, but it wasn't like they blew the doors off of them. Like, they had to fight for those games.
Yeah, they averaged a 2.5 runs a game to a team that had a team ERA of like 6.5 going into that series. So that's real bad. I don't know what's going on with the Blue Jays offense. It's complete 180 from last year.
Teoscar is coming back from an injury. It's also the oblique injury that's similar to Scherzer, but as a hitter, I'm more concerned about an oblique injury just because, you know, you're swinging, you're like, you're trying to, you're same thing when Judge had that same injury, like you're worried if they come back too soon, are they going to re-injure it? Plus it's always going to be in the back of their mind when they're swinging just because, you know, you're using that muscle.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And so the Blue Jays right now are 22-19. The Yankees are 29-12 in first place, best record in baseball. The Rays, who I mentioned just came off a series loss to the Orioles, are now 24-17. The Red Sox, who have won 5 in a row in 8 of their last 10, so like they're getting hot. They just swept the Mariners. They're 19-22, so still 3 games under.
Story just single-handedly just took like that series was unbelievable against the Mariners.
Story went Stanton mode from the Red Sox series last year. He hit like 5 home runs and had like 15 RBIs or something crazy like that. Yep.
And added a couple stolen bases too, just for good measure. So,
So I mean, Story seems to be turning things around. That'd be huge for the Red Sox. They have JD, Xander, and Devers are all like over 300 and are hitting well. It's just the other 4 or 5 people in their lineup have been not good. Kike is starting to turn around, which is really good for them. I still don't think their pitching is where it would need to
be. It's held up, but I don't imagine it's going to be good. Sale also had a setback, so that kind of pushed. Same thing with Paxton, got pushed.
And then there's Baltimore at 17-25, better than I think a lot of people expected. They just called up Adley, which is that's a fun thing to note. And Adley, I think, scored the game-winning run today. He didn't hit him in, but I think he's the one that scored the walk-off run.
So that was an extra innings game, though, right? So he was just already on base.
Yeah, and Adley had a triple yesterday for his first MLB hit. Of course, it was something funny. The Orioles, like you mentioned, Matt Wieters the other day in our text. Matt Wieters' first hit was a triple.
Oh, so really?
Something about switch hitting Orioles top prospect catchers getting triples for their first career hits. It's a thing. If there's another one 5-10 years down the road, make sure you place a bet that their first career hit's going to be a triple.
Yeah, that's really interesting. But like now the O's, you know, they're kind of the next guy up would be their pitching, right? Grayson Rodriguez.
That's the next guy. I think he'll get called up this year too if he pitches well in AAA, and I can't wait. Like Grayson Rodriguez looks so good. And I don't want the O's to just be terrible every single year. Like, it was kind of fun when the O, like, back in, like, 2014, 2015, when the O's were actually kind of decent. It's been rough. Like, just let's have the Rays and the Blue Jays go back to being the bad teams in the AL East.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
At least the Rays. Like, I'm so sick of the Rays. Like, I thought this was finally going to be the year where they just weren't very good, but they're still in second place.
Yeah, they always find a way to just, you know, be good. So I can't explain it. I don't know how. You look at their team, it's like the sum of their parts add up more. So
Yeah, but, I mean, the Yankees are still 5 games ahead after losing this series. If we sweep the O's, I'd imagine that will probably go up. However... So next series for everyone, the Yankees play Baltimore. We've said that a million times now. The Rays play the Marlins, so might not gain much ground on them. But they did just lose a series to the Orioles, so you never know. The Blue Jays play the Cardinals, which that should be a pretty good series. They're both, I think the Cardinals are in second place. Yeah, they're 23-18, so that's a pretty even matchup. Boston plays the White Sox, so hopefully the White Sox carry their momentum into Boston and beat them.
The White Sox swept the Red Sox earlier, so yep. in Fenway, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, now they're in Chicago, and Baltimore plays us. So, yeah, we'll be back for the end of that series. Is there anything else you want to mention?
Let's just say the pitching matchup, I guess, for the series. So game one, it's going to be Jordan Lyles versus Gerrit Cole. Jordan Lyles has pitched really well, seems to pitch well against the Yankees, but it's at Yankee Stadium, so hopefully we could hit him around. But Cole's going, so that you favor the Yankees that game.
Seven shot.
Yep. that's your prediction?
Seven and a third shutout innings.
Okay. Okay. All right. 12 strikeouts. We'll see. And then second game is Monty versus Zimmerman. I know it's not Jordan Zimmerman. Do you know what his name is?
I do.
And then the third game, it's we don't know who's going to pitch for the Yankees. We've already speculated who we think is going to pitch.
But Bruce.
Bruce. Yes, that's right. Yep.
But yeah,
That's the pitching matchups for this series.
Who's their game three starter?
It we don't know yet.
Oh, so it's TBD versus TBD.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I think
either way, I still predict a Yankee sweep. But
it should be. It should at least start 2-0. I mean, with the third game, depending on who they call up, you don't really know what to expect from our pitchers. But I hope that we can out-hit the Orioles.
Yep, exactly.
I'm looking for Anthony Rizzo to have like a home run or two this series and kind of get it going again against the Orioles in Yankee Stadium. Just pop a few over the fence and get hot again.
Yep. So I will be going to that third game just because that's when the Yoda, the May 6th game, it was rained out. The promotion was rescheduled for the 25th. I just so happened to already have tickets for it as part of my season tickets. So I was like, okay, awesome. So
I'm going sad to that I game. Can't go to that. Yeah. All right. So we will see you guys in a few days. As always, if you enjoyed the episode, leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a like and subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know what you think about what's been going on. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at The Bronx Story. And yeah, so let's go Yanks.
Let's go Yankees. Let's play ball. Let's get back to winning and stay healthy.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.